What is up, everybody? How's everybody doing? I'm DJ Dr. Watts. My partner is Lady Jen. We are ambassadors of good frequency. And this is the Sarah and Boaz Producer Academy, where we want you to better your best. Number one, I'd like to start off by saying thank you for all the shares and all the likes and all the love. We just appreciate you guys for that. And number two, I want to say how much we enjoyed watching the Super Bowl, seeing Snoop and Mary J and seeing Dr. Dre and just seeing all of Eminem? Eminem, Snoop, Dr. Dre, Mary J. Yes, enjoy seeing all of them up there doing their thing. 50 Cent hanging upside down doing his thing. It was a pivotal day for hip hop. And not only was that a pivotal day, when Warren G dropped his track, that was a pivotal day because he dropped a track that was very introspective and I loved it. So, and also set up, I did a video and just told people to go and study the lyrics on that one because that is something that, you know, really can help you when you study lyrics of other writers and learn to adapt. It's not about being off the dome, it's learning to adapt. And today, in our number four question that we're asking, instead of a question, let me do this. How many artists, rappers, singers, producers, bands, whatever, there's listening to this, how many times do you write thinking about how you're going to convey emotion? Conveying information in the lyrics. Like, what type of emotion are you portraying in the song? When you listen to When Doves Cry, When Doves Cry is a certain emotion about that song. And that song was crafted along with the instruments, along with the lyrics, along with even the delivery was all in the same line. And that's what this series about, how to write lyrics like a pro in 10 easy steps, because they are easy steps. You use them every day, you just don't know. The thing about it is everybody's used to writing their lyrics and just, I got my lyrics right, I'm finna go pop it, put it on the mic. No, you have to craft your lyrics. It's like the cake, you know, you bake the cake, they even take that and move some of the outside of the cake off, and then they put the fondant on it, and then they do this. And then they do that, and then they do this. You have to take the pride out of writing your music and start taking pride in crafting what you're doing. You got to craft it. You got to craft it. You're going to have to craft those lyrics. You're going to write them. Then you're going to go back and write them. Like I said, there's going to be a step number 11. I think I said that in the third video. I'm going to do a step number 11. And that's the one that along with all these 10, really changed everything. But back to emotion. What emotion are you trying to stir and convey? You know, every time we hear a song, we have a certain emotion that's indexed with that song, or that song is indexed in our emotion file. And whenever we want to enjoy that emotion, we play that song. So are you making music that's going to emotionally entertain people? It has a certain feeling to it, an emotion. Listening to East Coast rap, it has a certain feeling to it. When you listen to the Beastie Boys, you get a certain feeling about it. All types of music have an emotion, and that's one thing that's going to help you select the words to make your music. You know, select the words that are going to make your song engage. Because, like I say, we always want to be consistently engaging from beginning to end, in the hook, in the opening, in the beginning, and most importantly, you want to engage at the very opening of the song, in the first five words. And shall I add? Yes, I shall. Some of the most intelligent artists on God's green earth have enough sense to say their name in the beginning of the song. Warren G is good at it. Snoop Dogg is good at it. Cardi B is good at it. DaBaby is good at it. Sometimes people will come across your music and they have never heard your name. Practice creatively putting your name in the beginning of the track so people can know who the hell you are. They don't know who you are. People don't take time to look through all those. You have to do things to get people's attention. People are looking at thousands and thousands of pictures and videos and reading all kind of text. You got to find ways to grab them.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? You got to find ways to grab them. And that's what we teach you at the Sarah and Boaz Producer Academy, how to better your best. We're consistently fine-tuning and honing our craft. So take the time to give your music the attention and the finishing touch. It's like when you're doing, you ever seen them old school jokers out there finishing them concrete with those big floats? Yeah, that's what you got to do to those lyrics. Once you lay them down, a lot of people just laying down lyrics and letting the concrete dry as it is. That's why people aren't engaging in your music, because you're not psychologically touching them. Now, if you take time to go out there and finish that concrete and get that float and work it and get that brush on it and make it look right, get that thing all the way right, and that's going to make a difference in your music, because you need to be writing songs that are going to engage people. Click the link in the description to the Patreon page, and we are going to open the doors to you so you can stop spinning your wheels. DJ Dr. Watts, my partner's Lady Jen, we're ambassadors of good frequency. The record label is Son of Man Records. We are Sarah and Boaz Productions, and this is the Sarah and Boaz Producer Academy, where we want and desire for you to better your best. Have a beautiful one. Peace. We'll be right back.